This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, former staff member returns to take a crucial post at Institutional Planning Department, and Cleveland's mass murderers have been handed a life sentence. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. And Nongongo has took on the role of Director for Monitoring, Evaluation and Reporting at the Directorate of Institutional Planning and Research. Nongongo brings over 15 years of experience in institutional planning and more than a decade in higher education leadership. With a strong background in strategic reporting, enrollment planning and data governance acquired in a range of traditional, comprehensive and University of Technology settings, Nongongo has consistently demonstrated an ability to turn complex data insights that inform executive decision making. Her return to MUT in a permanent capacity follows a previous stint as acting director MER, marks a significant step forward for the university's performance monitoring, statutory reporting, and institutional research agenda. Having previously served as acting director MER and deputy director for management information at MUT, Nongongo now takes the role of director MER with a renewed intent to deepen the university's culture of evidence-based decision-making and enable governance-aligned reporting that drives strategic outcomes. Now in your other news, five men convicted of mass murder at the Cleveland's hostel in Umlaza, south of Durban, have begun serving their life sentences. They appeared in the Durban High Court on Wednesday. The group who lived at the hostel were found guilty of a massacre that left eight people dead in 2023. During the trial, the court heard that the victims were killed after one of them refused to give up his role overseeing operations and accommodation in several blocks at the hostel. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Ramkisinkara says the court found no reason to deviate from the minimum sentence.
The Durban High Court sentenced the men to eight life terms and 15 years imprisonment following their conviction on eight counts of murder and joint possession of a prohibited firearm and unlawful possession of ammunition. The accused in this matter carried out the offences callously and brutally, displaying no regard for the lives of others.
And finally, ukholwa ukuthi umculo onamandla ukwenza umehluko ngokuvuselela unembeza kubantu. Umculi kaMaskandi umkhulekelwa i-defender wakwaMpungose usanda kukhipha ingoma ikhuza isihlava sodlame olubhekiswe kwabesifazane ezweni. Umkhulekelwa ukhiphe i-EPNA ingoma eyintathu esihloko sithi Yake Nibe Amadoda, ukuphinde kube isihloko sale ngoma afolose ngayo. Uthi yiqiniso kumele lingashalazelwa ukuthi utshala buneqhaza elikhulu ekwandeni kwey'gameko zokuhlunyezwa kwabantu besifazane kanye ney'ngane. Uthi ukholwa ukuthi abesilisa kuyijoka labo ukuvikela besifazane ney'ngane, kwabanye besilisa kuyibona imvakumisa abahlukumezayo. Now to recap your top story, this hour, former staff member returns to take a crucial post at Institutional Planning Department. This is all for myself this morning. Do catch your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock for your MUT Radio News. I am Amahle Wakwamncwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.